You're listening to NWPB. Addiction is a hard cycle, and recovery is a long, rewarding journey. Taylor Helmstatter of Moses Lake knows this. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, she talks with producer and new friend Naomi Love about the 12-step program and relearning to love yourself.
We joke frequently that there's a lot of normal people out there that could benefit from the program.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You know, I think a lot of the things that help, that are helpful coping skills or helpful strategies
yes.
for a specific difficult thing very much can be beneficial for all sorts of other challenges in life. So that
yes.
makes a whole lot of sense.
And you know, you use the word coping, and, mm-hmm. and for most of us, that's exactly what we've missed out on. Somewhere in life, we haven't learned to cope with life as life comes at us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we end up with the bottle. That's why we end up in the drugs. It's too much for us to handle.
Yeah.
We didn't get those skills early on in life, or they're just something happens and we lose the skills to keep moving and keep growing.
Yeah.
We find that a lot of us, no matter what our age is, I've watched 70-year-olds come in to get sober that realize how immature mm-hmm. they really are. The minute you pick up and start using the way that we do, you lose the emotional maturity. You lose the, you know, just maturity in general. So
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I think in some ways it's almost going back and parenting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is so hard to do.
What we kind of do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what do you feel like you've gained from recovery? It sounds like quite a lot.
Oh my gosh. It's been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always kind of knew that I was but I didn't realize how much of one. With the steps and with working the program every day, I'm a little bit better. I'm never going to be perfect. I don't want to be perfect. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure to try to be perfect in everything. You know, I've gained the ability to not just to love myself, but to nurture myself, like you were saying, reparenting.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It is okay that you don't get things perfect, and not to beat yourself up over it.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned to realize that even though I have a lot of character defects, I have a lot of assets too.
Yeah.
I used to joke when I first went in the rooms and I said, I'm never going to be butterflies and rainbows.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of girl. But I'm a lot closer to that than I was 5 years ago. I find myself, I'm a lot softer.
Mm.
You know, it's funny because you do literally find serenity and peace. You know, when you are able to look at your life, be accountable for the things that have happened, learn to process them and move forward.
Yeah.
And continue to grow as a person. Continue to look at our behavior, find out where we can be better, and continue to do that. I'm very slow to drag my heels on apologizing.
It's hard to do.
It is very hard to do. And it's very hard to do, you know, as they teach us to promptly apologize. And that doesn't always come for me. That's a work in progress for me. But it's amazing to wake up and to be able to look yourself in the mirror, to like the person that you see.
Yeah.
And to be comfortable in your own skin.